Let's go on to the huppah. The huppah really, for me, symbolizes the tabernacle, the tent. It's like a little tent, a square with some poles, and the bride and groom come under it. Huppah literally means a canopy or a covering. It's the canopy under which the Jewish couple stand during their ceremony. Sometimes it's a cloth or a sheet, sometimes a tallit stretched over and supported over four poles, or manually held by attendants. It symbolizes the home that the couple will build together. While a Jewish marriage is still considered valid in the absence of a huppah, it's considered a basic requirement for a Jewish wedding. In a more general sense, huppah refers to the method by which nesuin, the second stage of Jewish marriage, is accomplished. All right, this is important because the Feast of Tabernacles, in my view, is when Jesus tore the veil of his flesh. He made a way for us to enter under his huppah, his covering. He tabernacled with us. He became the tent. And then we go and tent with him. We tabernacle under his covering, the ark of his presence, which symbolizes the new heavens and the new earth, our new home with him, being with him all the time. Complete restored fellowship that we lost in the garden through sin. Now, the huppah has a ceremony, and this ceremony are the seven blessings which are recited over the cup of wine, which is the Yom Kippur, the final cleansing of all the heavens and the earth that symbolizes Jesus' final work and the completion of it in order to bring in the new heavens and the new earth, the tabernacle where we'll be consumed with him, we'll be in his presence forever, 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 forever. How wonderful is that? Now the cup of wine is taken by both the bride and groom under the huppah, and that life, that is the blood of Yeshua, and completed. And then the blessings are recited. The groom then gives the bride a wedding band. And often the glass is broken. The bridegroom breaks the glass and says, "Mazel tov." Very customary. We're not sure where that came from. But I want to read to you the seven blessings. Sometimes when the bride is presenting the ring to the groom, there's a quote from the songs, "Ani li dodi vele do." Ani le dodi ve dodi li, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine, which can be inscribed on the ring also. The seven blessings are recited by the Hatzana, the rabbi. And then the groom is given the cup of wine to drink after the seven blessings, and so is the bride. And it's really quite a simple ceremony. Often the bride and groom will go into another huppah for a time of togetherness or seclusion while the wedding guests begin the feasting. 7 days feasting. And that would be the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. And then the conclusion of Shemini Atzeret, or the finishing of the ceremonies to go on to other things, and Simcha Torah, the conclusion of the readings of the Torah. Let's return to the Sheva Barachot. The Sheva Barachot, literally the seven blessings, also known as the Bikot Nisun, the wedding blessings in Jewish law are blessings recited for the bride and her groom as part of their ceremony, nisyun. The betrothal remembers the erusin and the establishing of the full marriage, which I conjecture is the fall feast, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the establishment of the coming kingdom, and the declaration of the coming kingdom until Yom Kippur, and then the Feast of Tabernacles is the establishing the full marriage nisun. We'll start with, and of course remember, Tabernacles is the week-long festivities, 7 days, and these blessings are often recited by the rabbi, the Hassan. We'll say that these are recited by the Lord God Almighty over his son. It's Baruch Atadonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Bori Pri HaGafen. Blessed are you, O Lord God of the Sovereign of the Universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shekeol Barach Lich Vodo. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, Sovereign of the Universe, who created everything for his glory. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Yotzir HaAdam. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, Sovereign of the Universe, who creates man. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Yatzer Et Hadam Bet Salmo Bet Selim Demutavnito Vehitkin Lo Mimenu Binya Ade Ad Baruch Ata Adonai Yatzer HaAdam. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, Sovereign of the Universe, who creates man in your image, fashioning perpetuated life. Blessed are you, Lord, Creator of man. Sos Tasis v'tagil ha'akara b'kibbutz b'niha l'torcha b'simcha baruch ata Adonai mesamech zion b'veneha. Excuse me. May the barren one exult and be glad as her children are joyfully gathered to her. Blessed are you, Lord, who gladdens Zion with her children. Semiacha tesmamacha Riem ha-havuim ke-samiachacha yatsirecha bagan iden mekidim baruka atadanai mesamech chatan vachala. Grant perfect joy to these loving companions as you did to your creations in the Garden of Eden. Blessed are you, Lord, who grants the joy of the groom and bride. And then the final blessing, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bara Sason V'Simcha Chatan V'Chala Gila Rina Detza V'Chedva Achava V'Chachava V'Shalom V'Rut Mehu Adonai Eloheinu Yishma Bari Yehuda Utz Chutzot Yerushalayim Kol Sason V'Kol Simcha Kol Chatan V'Kol Kala Kol Mitzalot Chatanim Mechiupatam Unarim Memisht Neginatam Barukat Ata Adonai Mesamech Chatan Im Chakala. Translation: Blessed are you, Lord our God, Sovereign of the Universe, who created joy and gladness, groom and bride, mirth, song, delight, rejoicing, love, harmony, and peace and companionship. Soon, Lord our God, may there ever be heard in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Yerushalayim voices of joy and gladness, voices of groom and bride, the jubilant voices of those joined in marriage under the bridal canopy, the voices of young people feasting and singing. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the groom to rejoice with the bride. And the 7 days, the feast days, are singing and dancing and joy. All these things are conducted now in Jerusalem at this time. But what does this look to? This looks to Revelation 9 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone clear as crystal. And this, listen, and I saw no temple in this city, for their Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple in it. And Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let them hear says, come, and let him who is athirst come, and whoever will, let him take of the water of life freely.